I would like to start with Isaiah chapter 26. It's kind of a reminder, as I said. You know, we do this reflection for really a reason. God speaks to us through His Word. But sometimes people don't see the relationship or how it is relevant in our time today. I would like to read to you Isaiah 26 and verse 3 and 4. You keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. That is, my brothers and sisters, the power of daily reflection. It says that if we keep our mind on God and what He has to say, remember His words are life, we will have peace. It doesn't matter really what happens in the world that we are living in that we cannot control. One thing we know is that God is in control and He gives us the peace that surpasses all understanding. So that is the benefit of giving 30 minutes of your time every day to listen to God speak to us through His Word and through the reflection for us to have the peace that surpasses all understanding to be in our heart, especially in challenging times. As we know, today's reading is about Jesus, the Good Shepherd. The image of God as a shepherd is widespread in the Scripture, from Abraham, Jacob, Moses, David, Amos. They were all were shepherds. Jesus' words remind His listeners of all of them. But there are two of them that really do stand out. One is Moses, and the other is David. Because there's a risk of romanticizing the soothing image of pastures and still waters. It is easy to forget that sheep have shepherds for a reason. As sheep, we need shepherds. That truly we cannot, even though there's an image of pastures and still waters, we cannot find pastures and still waters until a shepherd would lead us to pastures and still waters. Although sheep are sociable and gentle animals, they can be also rash, careless, and at times foolish. Sheep tend to stray and get lost. And what happens when they get lost? They easily panic. For instance, they will stand in running streams for one reason or another. Perhaps they want to be, you know, it's warm and they want to be cold, until their fleeces are soaked and then tip over, because the fleece, when it becomes wet, it becomes heavy, and they will tip, and because of the extra weight, they will drown. That's what sheep do. When seen figuratively, the negative aspects of this biblical image remind readers that while humans may be very clever indeed, inventing, building airplanes, reaching the moon, humans can also be rash and in need of God's guidance. John chapter 10 is packed with symbolism, like Jesus is the true shepherd, in contrast to the pseudo-religious leaders of Israel. He calls those who have gone ahead of Him as thieves and robbers. Jesus is the way and also the door. He cares and leads His sheep in the right way. He calls His sheep by name. His sheep know His voice. And because of this unique relationship, His sheep would rather follow Him in the place of a stranger. Let me throw in that it is important that as Christians, that we really hear the voice of the shepherd, especially in challenging and difficult times. As you know, there are too many voices today, particularly through the internet. There are many, many voices. And it's important for us to discern the voice of the shepherd. Jesus is no hireling. He is not a hireling who abandons the flock in times of danger. Jesus is the true shepherd who is willing to die for his sheep and gather the scattered, the straying ones into one flock. The list goes on and on. Let us look at the Old Testament. King David is the author of Psalm 23, one of the most, if not the most known and memorized psalm. David must have written this psalm from a profound understanding he received while shepherding his family's flock. He pastured, cared, protected, and knew his sheep. While talking to King Saul, David said, "Your servant used to keep his father's sheep, and when a lion or a bear came and took a lamb out of the flock, I went out after it and struck it, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. And when it arose against me, I caught it by its beard and struck and killed it." These were the very words of David to King Saul. That means how he learned how to protect his sheep in the wilderness. Psalm 23 depicts who God is as a shepherd to his people, who knows us, who leads us, who cares for us, who protects us, who pours oil and bandage wounded sheep or wounded humans or one of us who is perhaps wounded. Well, David, he stood up and killed the giant by the name of Goliath. Jesus stood up and destroyed the power of sin and death that preyed and held humans captive. Many books have been written on this psalm. I've heard many evangelical sermons preached on it. But we can also see this psalm from a sacramental standpoint. The church interprets this beautiful psalm in such a way. Thus, it is the baptismal font that the psalmist has in mind when he proclaims, "He leads me beside still waters, and he restores my soul." What the psalmist was speaking about, is when we are brought to the sacrament of baptism. Also, how about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, especially for those of us who are charismatic Christians? The chrismation or confirmation that is referred to by the psalmist. And what did he say? "You anoint my head with oil." From a sacramental standpoint, it means the baptism of the Holy Spirit, particularly when a person is confirmed receiving the holy chrism on his forehead. Likewise, the altar of the Messianic banquet. And the psalmist says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, and my cup brims over," or "my cup overflows." Speaking about the table of the Lord, on how the chalice is filled with the blood of Christ that we receive for our forgiveness, and he feeds us with his very life. So my brothers and sisters, Psalm 23 can be seen from a sacramental standpoint. The psalm ends with a promise to all who make God as their shepherd. Remember what it says in verse 1. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." He wants to be a shepherd to all, but an individual must give his life to God and say, "God, be the shepherd of my life." Then and only then, that individual will receive all the promises. Yes, God is a shepherd, but unfortunately, he's not a shepherd to all, because we have to be one of his sheep. And so the psalm ends with a great promise. And what does it say? "Surely, goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life. That is the promise given to all of us who have given our lives and allow God to be our shepherd, Jesus to be our shepherd. Goodness and loving kindness will follow you all the days of your life. And moreover, we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. As Saint Augustine says, we will be with him for eternity. We will be with God forever because God chose for us to be with him for all eternity. And in ending, what did Paul say in the book of Romans? Who can separate us from the love of God? Who can separate us from the love of God? Nothing, no one can separate us from the love of our shepherd. Amen.